Results from Tuesday's primary election coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Nick Daniels. The race to become Oklahoma's Republican nominee for governor is going to a runoff election on August 25th. In a crowded primary, Attorney General Gintner Drummond and Trump-endorsed former State Senator Mike Mazie were the top choices among GOP voters. Drummond, who has targeted illegal marijuana operations and has made education his top issue, received about a quarter of the vote in a nine-way race. During a watch party in Tulsa, Drummond says his platform is about honesty.
This runoff is not about finding a candidate you agree with 100% of the time. It's about choosing a leader you can trust 100% of the time.
Mazie, who plans to overhaul the state's tax code and Medicaid if elected, credits an endorsement from President Trump for his strong performance. He says it will help propel him to victory.
I'm running for governor to move Oklahoma in a more conservative direction. Together, when we choose faith and freedom, we can launch a wave of growth and opportunity for the next generation.
Whoever wins the runoff will face Democratic candidate Cindy Munson, two independents, and a libertarian in November. Oklahoma's minimum wage will not go up. Lionel Ramos reports voters rejected an increase to the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2029 during Tuesday's primary election.
State Question 832 proposed an initial increase of the minimum wage to $12 per hour starting next year, then an annual bump of $1.50 until it reached $15 by 2029. Oklahomans rejected the proposal with about 55% of the nearly 630,000 votes cast. Amber England is with the Raise the Wage campaign. She says the vote does not reflect the will of Oklahomans because it was set up to fail in a low turnout primary election.
The governor could have put us on ballots before tonight because we qualified this measure 2 years ago. He could have put us on November. We'd be having a much different conversation tonight if more voters were out.
Opponents of raising the minimum wage say the move would spike prices across the state and damage small businesses that cannot afford to pay higher wages. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The job of the state superintendent of public instruction is open following the resignation of Ryan Walters and the decision of his appointed replacement, Lyndall Fields, not to run for the post. State Impact's Logan Layden has this update on where the race stands after Tuesday's election.
The race for state superintendent will come down to a runoff on the Republican side between Robert Franklin and James Taylor. Franklin is endorsed by the group Oklahomans for Public Education and is a member of the Oklahoma Educator Hall of Fame, with more than four decades of teaching experience. James Taylor teaches U.S. history and government in Little Axe. He's also a pastor. Taylor supported former Superintendent Ryan Walters' push to get Bibles into schools and was adamantly anti-mask during the COVID-19 pandemic, leading to his firing from Oklahoma City Public Schools. On the Democratic side, pastor and former Tulsa School Board member Janetti Marshall took more than 50% of the vote and will be the candidate for the Democratic Party in November. I'm Logan Layden.
33 seats in the U.S. Senate are up for grabs this year, and Democrats are favored to flip at least one in North Carolina. And that's not the case in Oklahoma. Grayson Wheeler reports on one decisive Tuesday primary.
The desk of Oklahoma's junior senator is up for grabs after President Donald Trump appointed Mark Wayne Mullen Secretary of Homeland Security in March. The seat is currently filled by businessman Alan Armstrong, whom Governor Kevin Stitt appointed until a new senator is elected. Oklahoma law prohibited him from running for the position this election cycle. Current U.S. Representative Kevin Hearn trounced the Republican primary, beating four other candidates with nearly 70% of the vote. In Congress, Hearn has been a staunch supporter of Trump and his America First policies, earning him the president's endorsement earlier this year. The Democratic primary is heading to a runoff in August. A libertarian and two independents await the general election. But in a state that's had only Republican senators for more than 30 years, Hearn is heavily favored in November. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
And you can see more results from Tuesday's election at KGOU.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.